Some of you had a loved one you were thinking about when we went through that part. And praying for them to be saved, turning them over. Some of you, you thought of somebody. So this line's come to me a couple of times, so I better have it. You got somebody you're standing for and you want to turn them over. Why don't you come up here? Let's do this. Be real direct. Get you one out so you can track them later. Yeah, I know you could say, well, mine is all of China. Oh, come on, get real. That's good. You do know what's going to happen, is who you're naming now. You do know that they're going to be put on a collision course with him. If you got an aerial view of the whole planet, you'd see people walking this way, and all of a sudden they'd stop the moment you prayed, and their direction would shift to an interception course with your friend. And why? Because you prayed the Lord of the harvest to send forth a laborer. You think he won't do it? Oh, it takes great joy. Like he couldn't go after Paul until Stephen said, "Don't. They're killing me. I'm going to die in a minute. Don't hold this till they're charged." He forgave Paul right there as he held their coats and they killed him. That gave God what he needed to knock the daylights out of him on the road to Damascus. Now look what he turned out. We got copies of what he became. Come on. You don't have to name them or anything. Or...
My son feels that he's trying to be successful.
Oh, no problem. All you have to do is just believe this prayer, what we're praying. In fact, Father, this happened to be her son. Who's she holding up to you? To be saved. That's what's going to happen. He'll be delivered and he'll be saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Go after him, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, for this loved one. She's holding up before you. Whatever it takes. They'll be in heaven. Or they'll follow her. Whatever it takes, in Jesus' name, this loved one she's holding up. You know, Father. He said, well, Brother Roberson, oh, look, I know. He said, pray the Lord of the harvest. I know. When a person dies, there's a moment of between. I've even known of cases where he got them in the in-between. It wasn't dead yet. Father, this person, in Jesus' name, they'll follow her or they'll go before her, but they will be in heaven in Jesus' name. I'm calling them saved. This loved one, Father, in Jesus' name, you'll be saved. You'll be born again. You will be born again in Jesus' name. Father, this loved one, she said, in Jesus' name, will be born again. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name. Go after him. In Jesus' name. Oh, look. they're really bad, and he may let them have a peek at hell. That'll cure them right there. Or snatch them out of it. That'll cure them. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, now this one she loves. Save them. We're turning them over to you. In Jesus' name now. Now. Father, we're turning this person over to you in the name of Jesus. Now to be saved. Who in this person? You're finding what you need to do. Father, we thank you that you're doing it. I know. I know. Be saved in Jesus' name, person. Loved one, you be saved. Friend, you be saved. Come at you, cat. In the name of Jesus, this person that she's handing over will be saved. They will be in Jesus' name. They will. You don't have to worry. He's in their hands. He'll handle. In Jesus' name, you be saved. Don't be afraid of what it looks like or what it develops into. Just hold on. Hold on. Be saved. Be saved. It's loved one. You be saved in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for myself up in those fasting rooms we'd get, sometimes a hotel room. You know how long those hours got? One day, two, three. One thing for sure, flesh sure loses control in those. There's nothing to say about it anymore. In Jesus' name, this loved one is being saved. Oh, Father, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, yes. Loved one, person she loves. Be saved in the name of Jesus now. You be saved. Be saved in Jesus' name. Loved one, friend. You be saved. It isn't just God comes and smotes them with salvation. He has to track them down and get them to receive it. But believe me, he can get circumstantial. They're about to pull the switch on the electric box. You know, and he goes, okay. Electric chair, okay. Be saved, friend, person. And why wouldn't he go after? After this person, save them. Who he's offering up. Oh, Father, you go after them in Jesus' name. You be saved. Friend, it's lost. He's coming after you in Jesus' name. No. Oh, you need healing. I think you get beat up out there by it. I mean, I know noticed when you go out there, people keep running into you. I don't get it. You know? Somebody grabs that and runs, and everybody tries to get it away from them. What kind of deal is that? And if you get in the way, they jump on you. What do you have? Your right knee. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for healing this, taking the pain. That staircase says, walk up me. Go on. Yes, yes, yes. Now, can you flat jump to those first chairs? Yeah. Yes. Give him a football. I'm getting tightened all these knees.
My knee.
Father, in the name of Jesus, put that injury back. Put this knee back together. Take the pain. We need to win that game. The stairs are calling, oh knee, come over here to me. What? You're right, knee. This sounds like my Aunt Nene. I've never took a guy by the shoulder and bent over and prayed for three right knees in a row. Just never. First time. Only 40 years. Yes. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, now. You go, pain. You go. Can't stay. Those stairs are saying, I've got an elevated personality.
You gotta jump now.
Jump? Yeah. Were you just standing there or what? Okay. You're not very safe right now, looking like that, you know. I'll be right there. That wasn't a band-aid, was it? Raise those arms if I'm just kidding. He's reversing something in you. And it has to do with your bones, too, somewhat. Just a little, but he's reversing something. And, anyway, I couldn't. She's sitting down. What can I do? Father, in the name of Jesus. Well, not only did he do something in your bones, he fixed that which is a little crooked. So, I don't know if you noticed me looking back and you was doing that, but I wasn't looking at your ring or anything. I was looking at what I saw. And then I forgot it because I went back that way and come back and got reminded by him. What's your name?
Preston.
All together? Oh, no. Stick to business. All right. Thank you.
I'm standing for my daughter.
That'll work. Love her. My God, yes. That's what he works by. For his daughter. For his daughter, Father, in Jesus' name. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's done. Her body, whatever. saved. It's done. Oh, back it is. Hey, I saw you before. Always see you. What are you
doing? I just got a friend. He's I'm talking to him. I'm bringing him into the pew.
Oh.
Slowly talking to him. I'm trying to encourage him.
Okay. And he's in it. Sadness. Father, I'm adding my faith, and together we're coming to an agreement that he'll get a visitation, he'll get something that'll convince him. And we know that's why you died, was to save him. We know that, Father. So go after him, Jesus.
Maybe dialysis kidneys don't work.
Well, it's how about that coming to an end? I don't like that. That's the thing with kidneys, they're always kidneying around. But these are going down. These are going down. Father, replace these two kidneys that are quitting with two that are not. You receive this miracle in Jesus' name. Your kidneys are working. Jesus' name, the five children of her, give them what they need, Father. Give them what they need to be saved, or more of you, or correction, or to love you, whatever. She's holding all five of them up in Jesus' name, and it is tonight was a little different, but you didn't want them all to be the same, did you? I can preach last night's message again if you want.
I heard them all. What
time is it, somebody? Hey, within 30 seconds of 9 now. Oh, I can tell you what's wrong way down there in the real lower part of your back. You was in some kind of accident. And when you did, you splintered that just a little bit way down in the lower part of the back there. It's a real irritating pain comes and goes. And it's where usual pains aren't. I mean, they're usually not off to the side, way low down in the back. But this one is. So you don't have to suffer through that setting anymore. You was in some kind of accident or something that caused it. Anyway, come over here. Come over. Yes.
25 years ago. 25.
And this is how it feels when it's coming to an end. In Jesus' name, put that back together, right? Mend it, knit it. No more pain. No more. Jesus' name. I guess he just loves you. No guessing. Discovering what that love is What if you could come to the fullness of His love for people like Jesus did when He was moved by compassion and healed all of them? What kind of deal is that? I don't know, but I'm finding out. My head started echoing and pounding, and I felt my pulse here and there. You got high blood pressure. Man, you look like a pressure cooker. Come. Come. I didn't mean to put you under pressure. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. Brock. You're getting healed. No. Live long till He comes back. Tell everybody about Jesus. No more high blood pressure. No more. You got too much to do. And those doings are going over and over to the kingdom. Yeah, you need to hang around here. No more high blood pressure. It's out of the lineage too. Take it out of the lineage, Lord Terry. It's out. Out. No passing on. Beneskeretza. In Jesus' name. Yes, sir. Did you just feel that go? I didn't want to put him under pressure. I wanted to get him out of it. Yeah, you got this feeling inside. This time it's getting done. Come on. Why wouldn't he? The answer is, he would. He's like, I never looked at it like that. They leave while you're talking to them. Oh, Jack, I've seen you somewhere before. Across the crowded room. This is great. You know you're getting healed, don't you? I mean, you're not just getting prayed for. You know that. What is that? It's saturating you now. What would it be? Gone. 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 Oh, it's here. It's here. You watch how this affects you. From energy to endurance to everything. You won't have to. I mean, you can. The doctor will say, you don't need these anymore, you know. Can you say that in a normal tone?
You don't need this anymore.
Come to a mesquite. Because you're here, Father. You bore this Jesus and you love Him. I know what you do. Why wouldn't he? Blood pressure. It's simple. You can't stay. It's simple. In Jesus' name, do this for her. good at that. That's what he does. But this is what we do. He opens the door to destruction. We open the door to life. Oh, Father, first for the ear, for her friend. Yes, we're praying here and you're going there. But now, the heart, oh, Father, long testimony. She'll probably see you come back. In Jesus' name. You are healed, woman. You are healed. I knew when he had to say to Adam, possibly, why'd you do it, Adam? Why'd you do it? Now, don't you believe what I said? I can't lie. I can't lie. Now you have to die. Why'd you do it? So immediately, as we both said in this meeting already, he had to look 4,000 years past 2,000 year flood, prophesy, born of woman, it'll be a seed that'll bruise your head, he judged Satan. And that freed him to even get those animals and slay them, and the blood that when he took their hides and made clothes for Adam and Eve. That blood already spoke of Jesus' death. Something had to die. So see, he said, Adam, don't you know? I can't lie. Don't you get it? I can't lie. So all the hell he had to go through, all the trouble, painstaking, drudgery. No, you can't kill that one. It's a pig. He's an unclean animal. Killed the sheep. Shed his blood. No, you can't touch that because you're unclean. No, you can't go behind the curtain. Don't touch the ark. Don't touch the ark of the covenant. You'll die. All these shadows, all these types, he meticulously waited out. What do you think Elisha and Moses were doing talking on the Mount of Transfiguration? This is when Jesus came down off the mount. What do you think they were doing talking to Jesus? I'll tell you what they were talking about, the ascension. Psalms 22, you know, they pierced my hands and my feet. 23, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I'll fear no evil. 24, gates of glory you opened up because the King of Hosts is coming through. They went down and got the rest ready because he was coming. 3.5 years, he was coming. Everybody that born believing and waiting on the promise left. When he left the lower parts of the earth, he led a great procession out. That was what that was all about. Nobody was born again until he rose from the dead. You didn't go to heaven. You went to paradise. A very comfortable waiting place. Jesus said, no man's ascended into heaven save the Son of Man that's come down from heaven. Nobody has. Well, how about the chariot that got caught? It didn't go there. Just because it flew away from you doesn't mean it. He went and parked the thing in heaven. Nobody went there. Till he rose from the dead. You step out of this body, that's where you go now. You go straight home. Don't worry about your glorified body. The DNA for it is is in your new man, your born-again spirit man. You have the DNA for your glorified body. Don't worry. And on its time, that's why you'll be transformed. It comes from the inside.
How do you know that?
I have a Bible. For too many look to me and what I've set in order as a form that they must take to worship me. But what I established is truth, saith the Lord. I established a walk. I came to give you back your life. I came to walk with you in that life, not to be over when the church door closes and you go home on Sunday. I've come to be your life. You can have an exciting time, and I can work many things through you if you will follow me. Come aside and spend time with me. You'll see. I'll use you like I'd use anybody else. Whew. Boy, I like that. I'm asking him to give me a prophecy that'll last till 1 a.m. Yeah! I would say to you, time is hard to explain, for it has no end. Give me a second and I'll give you a minute. If you give me a minute, I'll give you an hour. If you give me an hour, I'll give you a tower, you babbling thing. And she goes to our church. You'd think I wouldn't be funny by now. Her name's Abigail. The other day I got such a kick out of her. She yells, "I'm still here." Devil tried everything, didn't he? She just kicked some dirt on him and went on. I heard something. It caused me to question it again. What's what happened in the spirit? Came back again. You've done something, and it's nobody's business, but it's caused you to think at times that especially when you get down in that you're not really saved, and it's because of that. You really couldn't come back from that, and it just goes on like that. Messes around with your life. Well, I'm telling you, that's not God. You wouldn't even be capable of committing the unpardonable. So you'd have to even understand what it was. I can teach on it, but this just comes and just really tears you up and makes you feel that left not saved or nothing at times. I know this is not normal church. But when have they not been here? Abigail, do you remember not being at the prayer center when you get into this mode? Anybody we've ever called had something unusual or whatever. Well, this is a devil that's tormenting you when he acts up and comes and torments. You don't have to put up with that. So if you wanted to come over here, we could pray and he would heal any damage that it's caused. You don't have to let him come back. You're a heroine, a hero, a woman to me. You are. wish that when I was where you're walking there that I'd had that grit. You're called, you know. I probably can't tell you nothing new. He doesn't want you to get there. But you know what? This is an intervention. You're going. You're going. You are. Devil, you've attached a string, and that's too much. That's too much. You're not going to think you can come anytime and torment her like that. No, no. Jesus' name, I bind you out of this situation. And you go and you stay gone. Pay a price. In Jesus' name. Now. Father, the peace that you have to pull the bucket out of the well. That's what she's got. That's what's coming out. She comes. She's over there, and her heart was just reaching for God there. I heard something. I thought I was about done. No wonder this is another level. I heard something, and when billions came up, my ear got as big as an elephant. No, God, this is God. You don't go. My ear got real big as I heard the word billions. Do you know how many people have made billions since the billions made them first? It didn't go anywhere. Where are the people that can come and say, I can finance a nation for you? You want to go set your stuff up? Where are they? To withstand the billions of dollars, what it can do for you, the drunken power trip it can put you on like a little god. Wave your hand at 75 semis out there to do anything you want. Apostle. If he attained to where the whole world had to sit up and listen like Jesus, if he attained to that, it's not that likely that his exaltation mechanism couldn't take it. God, why'd anybody else like me? I've seen it, seen it, seen it. That'd be like handing a guy several billion dollars on this level. His odds of surviving it are slim. It's not that he don't want to, but where are our guys? We could be speaking to hundreds of millions. And I'm not just talking media, what we could do with that. Media would have to listen to us, not us now. God's ready to qualify. But he just doesn't have candidates. But you could be. I'm not going to hang around here the rest of my life because the devil thinks he can make a little self-exalted God out of me if he used me on his scale. Just beat the daylights out of him along the way. Because I'm not going to lay down. I'm not going to see people go to hell that I can stop. I'm not going to. But if I didn't have this call, I guarantee you I'd go for the billion-dollar one. I'd pay your mouth till it got so fat I'd be right up there with you when you got your reward.
Brother Roberson, what? I don't know if I've been born again or not.
I got a gauge up here. Come on. Well, why don't you come up and make sure? I'm getting tired. You're taking medicine, you know. Laughter does good. Like a medicine. Vicki Jameson's, she's alive, her husband, he studied the brain. He's a medical psychologist. He's a both. He studied the brain and he did a test. And when you're down, you know, oh, who is me? That brain, that part of it right there produced a chemical that was harmful. Harmful. Some kind of enzyme, something. Harmful. Whew. But then when the person was happy and full of joy, glory God, like you were laughing, it, the same part of the brain produces something that promotes life and healing. Well, here's what he found out that he let me know. Guess what part of your brain's active when you're praying in tongues? Comes from the same place and does the same thing as the feeling good to you. You think you're praying something bad? Oh, get out of here. Can I see him? Think about it. I'm 70 and disappointed that it's a little harder to pole vault over 16 feet. Guess I'll have to put up with it. I've been at peace for a while. For a while. And it isn't because a lot of gripey fallen stuff revolves around and lit. Hey, preachers listen half their time to problems. I just chop the little roots off after they go. Sit there and listen to Diane for 4 hours. You know, oh, you know, the little rat scared me. Had to get an appointment. You poor little thing.
Pray for me.
Don't worry and carry care. What do you want to be sick for?
Well, worry is something that I have no control over.
Better change your name. I don't know, tonight was different, but I've had a lot like last night. But I don't have that many like tonight. So I'm the one that had a party tonight. You guys just stood there and stared. Turned this back over to Bronk. And it's been my pleasure. I hope to see you again tomorrow night, and it'll probably be as different again.